You have arrived at the fifth episode of the Reveal Your Splendor podcast, Strategy of the Hunt. In this episode, we're going to explore the inner workings of the human hunt. As we become equipped with these knowings, our ability to exist in peace is transformed, and love emerges in a completely new way. Our existence takes on a new meaning, creating more connection for life itself. If you have found yourself in a disconnection from life, you have made it to the right place. The human heart is the gateway to everything that is beyond. That meaning, everything that is outside of the reality that we can see with our human eyes. In the connection to our heart, we are able to unlock knowings of existence that are beyond this world, beyond what humanity has perceived as being life. This is why coming from the space of the heart is so tricky to do, because in this space, it is no longer something we can see and touch. Rather, it is something that is internally known and felt. That means that we in our humanness can't prove it as being true. And since we are coming from a reality that seeks proof, we are continuously becoming disconnected from our heart. Yet, when we do connect to our hearts, what becomes known within has so much richness to it, so much truth to it, that our energy can feel the accuracy of what has then become known. The absence of connecting in this way is created through the energy of fear being present, as fear is the energy of the ego, which is the opposite to coming from your heart. So how do we bypass the fear so that we can connect to our heart? You can't. And because that is what humans are attempting to do, they are continuously kept from their heart space. To access your heart is to release your fears, which means the only way in is to go through. It is our humanness that desires to avoid this process, believing that fear is something undesirable to experience. Yet in reality, fear experienced is our portal back home to our heart. So why is fear presenting in the first place? When you are the essence of love, how do you then know what love is? You can't. It is only when you experience the opposite to what love is that love can then become known. Fear presents to train us, showing us the opposite to love so that through it, we can find our way home. This means that the first step is to no longer avoid fear, to no longer resent its presence, and to instead use it for the training ground that it is. When we are willing to see the gift in fear, we are less resistant to the experience of it. As the resistance is lifted, the way to then use the fear then becomes known to us. As we use the fear in a way that serves us, love is revealed. And as love is revealed, we more deeply step through into the knowings within our heart. Within these knowings, you portal into what is beyond the human realm, which in reality is your reason for existing. What is so often causing chaos within the human is the attempt to go into this portal of knowing while the fears are still in place. Imagine that there is a channel between you and all that there is beyond, and that the energy of fear still present then exists within the channel. Each time that you enter in to discover what is beyond, you are then able to hear from this fear clutter within the channel, instead of the accuracy that would come through if the fears were to be released. This is where the confusion comes in, because when a human goes into their heart and takes on what they hear through the echoes of fear, they are then living out what is heard, yet what will never bring them peace. The only peaceful way in is through first releasing the fears. How does one then know if fears are still present within their channel? This is where your body then comes into play. If what you are hearing is not filling your body with a sense of peace and love, no matter how big what you are hearing is, you are then living in the indication that fear is still in place. So what if the human can't feel with accuracy the energy that is within their body? And here is where humanity is being taken off course. We live in a reality that is continuously keeping us from connecting to our bodies, to the energy that is truly present within. In our busyness, we are so easily disconnected from what it is that we are feeling, and in the cluttered energy within our bodies, we so easily are taken off path. Navigating the stress of your energy is to be your highest priority, and it needs to be managed through a variety of ways. All that we consume, both on a physical level and an energetic level, is creating the state within our bodies. That means that what we put into our bodies is affecting our energetic state. What we absorb from the energy around us is accumulating as the energy we are living within. All thoughts create our energy, and all experiences do too. To become the master of our energy is to become mindful of all that we are consuming, allowing ourselves to see how the energy is affecting our bodies, and then aligning to all experiences that raise our energetic state. Transforming this doesn't happen overnight. And to be honest, you will likely spend a lifetime mastering it, because every time you master raising your vibration to one level, you will find there is always another level beyond it to raise yourself into. Does this feel like a lot of work? Yeah, it can, especially in the beginning when we are realizing how much of our reality it would serve us to move away from. Yet over time, the alignment to yourself, to love, and to life that you are then existing within becomes such a pleasure to you that you are effortlessly releasing anything that keeps you from advancing within your energy. So where does one start? By first finding the things within your life that most drain you. What are you eating or drinking that has you feeling flat afterwards? Who or what conversations and connections are you having that don't leave you feeling good? What are you watching or listening to that leaves you feeling deflated afterwards? Begin by releasing these things from your life. Then, once that first layer has been cleared, ask yourself again, what is next in your life that is draining you? Then release again. If you are asking right now what it is you'll be left with, understand that the new will find its way to you. The more that you desire a higher vibration life, the more that what is of this higher energy will become attracted to you. As you clean your life out in this way, the state of your heart will transform. The more that you clean out, the more accuracy you will then be within when you are in your heart. Are you now asking yourself, where will it end? This is the beautiful part. It never ends. When I said that, though, did you feel the retraction in your body? The part of you that wants to know there is a finish line to aim for. This is the part of you that is still within fear. And this is the part of you that prevents you from taking on this journey, because it is the part of you that is still functioning in your humanness, desiring proof and structure before you feel safe. The desire to feel safe is the essence of fear. And until we realize that, humanity will always be existing outside of their hearts. What reality is so expansive that no human will ever fully know the edges of it. And any that claim that they do are drawing you into their fears. Humanity continuously looking for definitions of existence is the very reason the truth of existence is continuously out of reach. The more that we put in structure and labels, the more that we live within the inversion of what reality actually is. To break free from this so that you can come into your heart, you must first make peace with knowing that you will never know all there is to know. Layer onto that, that not having all of the answers does not mean you are believing in something that is untrue. It means that you are now exiting the energy of fear and joining in to the frequency of love. To know without question is to be within fear. To seek all answers before we believe is to be in fear. To delay the journey until we know is to be within fear. To hide away from the journey itself is to live within a state of fear. All of these ways of being keep you from your heart. Within your heart, truths will become known. Within your heart, you will be met with answers for what you have desired to know. Yet within your heart, you will find the vastness of existence and learn that the more that you know, the more there is for you to know. Within your heart, you will come home. This journey requires a willingness to live in the unknown, leaving the deepest depths of love and faith in its place.